Hello, everyone. My name is Brian Truin. I was raised in a community called South Indian at the time. When I moved away, it became a reserve, which is now called OPCN. I didn't move that far, just to Leaf Rapids, which is like 100 kilometers away. So I've been living in northern Manitoba my whole life, and I got involved with a gardening program that was funded by NHFI. It was through the Frontier School Division. I got involved with the Grow North program, is what we call it now. 10 years I've been with the program, and then 5 years as gardening coordinator. It has been a really good learning experience, and I hope that I can continue down this path to, I hate to say make an impact, but continue down this path of like learning and growing and sharing. Some of the projects that we do, we have a raised garden bed project where we harvest logs. We have a sawmill. We saw the logs into planks, and then we make some raised beds out of those planks. We order the soil, get the chicken manure, start a lot of seedlings. So far, we've been implementing this project in Leaf Rapids, OPCN, and Lynn Lake. But I'm hoping once we get more solidified or adept at what we're doing, we can start to branch out a bit more and offer more support and service to other communities and people who are interested in incorporating some kind of food system into their daily lives. The way that small agriculture would work in small communities, from my point of view, I try to look at it more like logically, where that the food system that is currently in place is very fragile, and it's not stable, and it's not sustainable. So purely like looking at it from that way, there needs to be some systems, food systems in place, or food practices that community members incorporate. For me, like that, just looking at it like that, it makes sense that there should be some kind of small agriculture in communities, whether it be like chickens or starting a forest farm or starting your own backyard garden. Like logically, it makes sense that there should be food systems that promote food security in communities. Food prices are a little bit, high. Not a little bit, but in some places they're really high. And that would help to alleviate some of that financial strain that families have. But also, like, it would help to encourage the younger generations that are coming up to see their parents or their relatives practicing some kind of food system that feeds themselves. Myself, growing up, the only systems that I seen for food was like fishing and hunting. In my community that I grew up, I didn't really see anyone gardening. Actually, I don't know if I seen anyone gardening, period, but that's like where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a place where I didn't see anything like that being practiced in my community. And if I could like help to move the needle in that direction even a little bit, like I think that's a good purpose to have. There was like this story in my community where there was a potato island, they called it. But I never actually seen this potato island. Apparently, people grew potatoes on an island, and that was the extent of my experience for like gardening. Oh no, that's not true. Actually, my grandma from my other side of the family had a small garden, which I like visited once or twice, but that was not in my community. In my community, like there was a story of a potato island, and I never actually seen Potato Island. So I think it would be great to create projects that support growing in the communities, if only just for the younger generations to have some kind of experience and then take it from there.
So do you work quite a bit with the students?
Yeah, so we have classes come in pretty regularly during the spring, summer, sorry, spring and fall. Summer schools are closed. Winter is a little bit slower. So we started doing a hydroponic unit, sorry, hydroponic project.
Okay.
And with that project, we've been supplying classrooms and schools with small hydroponic units, and it comes with its own lights and pretty much everything you need to get started. That's an all-inclusive kit. We provided 35 or 36, 35 of those this year, and I'm hoping with that one, it's kind of like what I was mentioning a little bit earlier about creating spaces and creating environments where there's some kind of growing activity going on in the youth environment. And through that influence, the hope is that they get curious and that they learn about the thing that is sitting in their classroom and try to explore different options about what could growing look like for them. We have a few other projects. I guess the other one would be team building. That's something that's like an ongoing thing for our program. And we have a garden area, and so I was mentioning earlier about Potato Island, and for me, this garden area is like the Potato Island where I heard all the stories about a mythical place where people once upon a time grew potatoes, but I've never actually like seen it. So I'm hoping like the garden area could be an example of that and influence generations, but also give opportunities for learning to anyone who participates down in the garden area. It's also a good training area for the team, because then we get to like learn through our experience and then share what we learned through our experience.
Have you seen a little bit of a difference, because you've been doing this for a few years now, in involving the students with the whole process, and as it made a little bit of a difference in the community to have that as part of their classroom time? And
Actually, a few youth have started their own gardens in the community.
nice.
Like when we're giving away plants, a lot of them brought or came and get some strawberry plants,
Okay.
as well as other plants, but mostly strawberries because that's what they're interested in.
Yes.
But there's a few youth that are like very young too, like 10 or younger. No, maybe 11, 12 or younger, that have started their own gardens or working with their parents. And I think looking at it like that, definitely it has made a difference.
Yeah, it's helped growing the interest
Yeah,
in the community.
it's definitely like a work in progress. I don't anticipate like this type of change to happen, you know, in a couple of years. I think it's going to be definitely something that will take consistency and persistence and practice. And yeah, I think that's how I look at it at this point in time. Maybe I'll look at it differently later.
Yeah. Well, you were mentioning that gardening was a good alternative to the current food systems earlier. You were talking about how it's a good way to start getting involved and caring about your food systems. So I'm guessing that's kind of the goal, the long-term goal that you have, right? And those changes don't come fast. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of look at it as like relationship building. So like the relationship you have with nature or with gardening, will dictate how involved you will become. At least that's how I tend to look at it.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, I always think that when a person takes some kind of like initiative or some kind of effort that they're not sure about, I think they need to establish what kind of relationship they want to have with the thing that they're doing. And is that a healthy relationship? And is it sustainable? Can you keep doing what you're doing for years? If the relationship you have with your garden is nothing but like tremendous amount of effort with very little yields, then it's going to be very discouraging. So there needs to be a sense of a healthy relationship that feels balanced, and that you're not like draining yourself trying to achieve a goal. So like if you can come from that kind of place where you do want to have a good goal and a good outcome, but you also don't want it to be in your way all the time. You want to be able to move freely and not have weight on your chest about trying to strive for something that is beyond what is now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm currently working on, is like, what does a healthy relationship look like with a food system? And how can I encourage that kind of building or reassessing within people? And it's always easier with youth, because they don't have these established relationships with gardening. They're like being introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my main target group is youth. For that, like, not only that reason, but like the generations upcoming are very important in making change. Because as an individual, like I don't have a lot of sway, I guess you could say. Whereas like if a group was doing it or a community was doing it, so much more momentum, so much more building can be done. My journey as like a gardening coordinator, it's I like when I first started, it kind of like I had no real guidance. It was just basically like me in a room, and then in another room there was plants, and I had to like try figure out what the heck I'm doing. And honestly, I'm still doing that to a certain extent, but we like there's more momentum now, and there's more of like ideas of like how I would like things to look, I should say. But starting out in like darkness is like it has given me like opportunities to learn about like where to get started. And I think even if like something is a challenge or difficult, we should try to make some kind of effort, not if not for someone else, like for ourselves mainly. Because like I'm a strong believer in a person who practices the person they want to become will become that person. The first thing I needed to learn was I needed to learn how to be hopeful. And that kind of gave me a source of light, I guess you could say. And that got me started in moving in a direction that I thought was, or I still think, is a good direction. And now, like, this program is still teaching me things. I'm currently learning, like, I need to take control, but not control of, like, the program per se, but more so, like, control of myself. 'Cause while I'm doing projects and, like, striving for an objective, I, like, continuously get lost. And I lose my balance and I lose my like self-control. And that is something I'm currently learning. But I can only imagine like there's still more that I have yet to like learn about and experience. So in this position, it's giving me a great opportunity to learn and to grow, but also a good platform to share the things that I'm learning and trying to strive for. Mm-hmm. For me, the important part is the spirit of the activity. Mm-hmm. So, like, rather than focusing on what is correct and having the right knowledge in order to do the task properly, just do the task and try to do it in a way that your relationship, your attitude, and the way you approach it are healthy. And in that way, you start to build your spirit, and the fear of not knowing what to do or not knowing what is the correct method kind of moves out of the way. So yeah, like the main objective when I try to do things is spirit, but for someone who is who likes to think a lot, it's definitely like a challenge.
But it sounds like you're really putting in practice what you mentioned earlier about putting just as much importance in the process than in the outcomes. And mm-hmm. I'm curious, do you find it challenging to try to operate like that with that frame of mind within the system that your program lives in or exists in, like with the reporting and mm-hmm. all of the deliverables that you have that you owe to funders and things like that? How do you manage those two different worlds?
It's definitely like a juggling process, and I'm still learning how to like juggle really well. So sometimes I manage, sometimes I don't, and either way, you know, I just keep on trying to do my best. I think focusing on the spirit and less on the correctness or using proper techniques for accomplishing your goals, and just encourage that spirit, or your spirit mostly, first and foremost, encourage your own spirit to do the things that you feel you need to do.